Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's early in the season, and we know it can change just like that. If you hear the snap, I'm not a very good snapper, but the Texans have gotten quite a lot of luck around the NFL that puts them in better position than they had been before. Let's just go through all the stuff that has gone the Texans' way in the last 4 weeks. And obviously, you still got to win the games. I get it. But there's a lot of stuff that has gone in the Texans' favor. It starts with the retirement of Andrew Luck. You faced the Colts in week 7 and at the end of the season. Jacoby Brissett, been pretty good, but he's no Andrew Luck. No disrespect to Jacoby Brissett.
You can give him all the credit you want, but he's still no Andrew Luck.
He's no Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. He is undefeated against the Texans, though, so we will note that. So you had Andrew Luck retire before the start of the season. Nick Foles gets hurt for the Jags. You just faced their backup quarterback, although he looked good, Gardner Minshew, but you got to face a backup quarterback making his first start, and you're probably going to face a backup quarterback again when you face the Jags in London. That's more luck. You're facing a Los Angeles Chargers this week in week 3 that is missing 6 starters, including their starting tight end, their starting tackle, their starting running back, one of the best safeties in the game, their number 2 wide receiver, all kinds of injuries for the Chargers, one of the most injury-riddled teams in the NFL. You get to face them week 3. Cam Newton. The breaking news today, Cam Newton has a foot injury. He's not practicing today. He might not play week 3, and he might not play week 4 against the Texans. That's even more luck. Week 6, you face the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's likely that you're not going to have to see Tyreek Hill. Now, there is a but,
yeah,
because Pat Mahomes is still throwing 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, but regardless of how good he's been, he's better with Tyreek Hill. All this stuff, John, mm-hmm, and on top of that, the most important thing, and I'm knocking on wood hard here, the most important thing is you've been a relatively healthy football team if you're the Houston Texans. Your entire starting lineup, minus Lamar Miller, is still in place. And oh, by the way, you upgraded from Lamar Miller with Carlos Hyde, and mm-hmm, your run game looks better than it ever has at any point in the Bill O'Brien era. And Carlos Hyde's even on pace, according to John McClain, to rush for 1,300 yards. So even the stuff that looked like it went wrong for you, it worked out for you because you found a running back like Carlos Hyde.
No question.
Who can be used the right way. Now, what does this mean, John? I don't know, but the Texans right now, with how the schedule looked a few weeks ago and how it looks now, it looks, I don't want to call it easy, but it looks much easier than it was before.
I mean, we all know, you know, the NFL is a league where a lot of teams are going to lose a lot of, you know, frontline players, and those that can minimize that are going to have more successful years. The Texans are in line to have a more successful year right now because, as you just mentioned, you know, Lamar Miller, get well soon, but the Texans, frankly, are better off through 2 weeks with the running back dynamic they have now over Lamar Miller.
No, I mean, that's a fact.
They just are.
It's a fact. It's the best they've run the rock in a long time.
It just is. The only other injury that was lost for the season is Duke Ejiofor. He was going to be a second year player. He had, you know, had a sack last year and showed a couple. So that's no big loss in terms of football. So you're 100% right. I mean, the Chargers, you know, you face this week, and they scare me. They really do. I think just because of Phillip Rivers and the comfort zone up there, and they have their backs up against the wall a little bit after turning the ball over twice in the red zone in a game they should have won against the Lions. So they scare me. But, man, you're better off.
Six to eight starters.
You're better off because they don't have all their weapons.
Yeah, they're injured, mm-hmm, and they don't have a home field advantage. And this is the other thing that I think this game, and I'm not going to call this a must-win game. You know, I look at every team, every game as huge in this league. But I think this is somewhat of a swing game. Because I think of all the stuff, regardless of what I say about the schedule, but of all the stuff that you look at, I think the difference between going 8-8 and the difference between going 10-6 or 11-5, I think it comes down to games like this against the Chargers. Because if you fall to the Chargers and you go to 1-2, you're going to face a Carolina team potentially without Cam Newton, and you'll go back to 2-2. But then you'll have to face the Falcons, and then you're going to have to face the Chiefs, then the Colts, then it gets, you know, more and more difficult. This is what I consider a swing game. When you've heard Bill O'Brien, you've heard other coaches say, you know, it's an 8-8 league, or it's a 9-7 league, and we've seen teams go 9-7 and win divisions. We've seen that. This game this week, when we look back at the schedule and you take into account how injured the Chargers have been, how bad their home field advantage is, I think this is an extremely huge swing game, because Atlanta, we know their offense is going to come here and they're going to move the rock. And I thought OG did a good job pointing out, you know, Jonathan Joseph looked a little bit vulnerable at the end of that game. They got one of the best receiving corps in the league there in Atlanta. Then you're facing the Chiefs. I don't think anyone is expecting them to beat the Chiefs. You're flirting with an 8-8 or 11-5, 10-6 swing game this Sunday against the Chargers. I think this is a huge game.
Well, we said it when the schedule first came out. First seven games of the year is going to determine your season. I don't think anything's changed, even with the injuries. It's just going to kind of work out in a different way. But that starts with the Chargers. You're 1-1, you know? So if you lose at the Chargers, Panthers come in here, I think you're going to have a better chance. Well, you are going to have a better chance to win. I think you're going to win that game with no Cam Newton.
So then you're 2-2 if you lose this one.
But Christian McCaffrey, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a swing. You're right. A swing game is the right way to put it. And McCaffrey's legit, man.
He's faster than he looks.
By the way, we're
that. He is faster than he looks.
Where are all the Aggies at right now?
What do you mean?
Where are my Aggies at? You know what's happening on Sunday, right?
No.
The Aggie Bowl?
No.
Carolina Panthers at Arizona Cardinals? The Transfer Bowl. Kyle Allen is the backup quarterback for Carolina.
Okay.
Kyler Murray is the starting quarterback for Arizona.
They were both at Texas A&M at the same
time.
They
both transferred from A&M because of Kevin Sumlin making promises to both of them. Now they're both in the NFL and could play each other.
So what is this called?
The Transfer Bowl.
The Sumlin Bowl.
The A&M, the Aggie Transfer Bowl.
I think it should be called the Sumlin Bowl. I think it should be called the We Run This State Bowl. Remember those days, John Lopez?
They do run this
state. Hashtag WRTS.
Nothing has changed.
Remember when we had the WRTS hashtag
going
on?
You say that as if it's old news.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it went according to plan. Landry Locker, John
Lopez.
Are we
back, by the way?
In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Are we back, Figgy?
You know how I feel about the horns on Saturday. This is the ultimate trap game. Let's go to Monty. Monty, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to point out that I like Bill O'Brien a lot, but as a coach, you know, I'm not too convinced. He wants to be like Belichick. Belichick's got a great quarterback. Most great coaches have a great quarterback. And once Brady retired, we're all going to realize that he renegotiated his contract a lot of times to get talent. So I just want to make that comment. The other comment I wanted to make about the Texans is that I love them. And every time the sports personalities like yourself and others talk about the Texans, you always say, well, they had a winning season, or they were a divisional playoff team, or this, that, and other. They play in the worst division of all of football. And for the last 3 or 4 years, most of the teams in our division have had hurt key personnel.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here. You know, the first two division titles that they won with B.O.B., the rest of the division was a combined 36 and 66. So I'm 100% with 36 and 66, the first two division titles. Yeah, I've made that extremely clear. And that was the year that Andrew Luck, you know, he missed an entire – he was basically the reason that he retired was in 2016. So, yeah, that ain't me. You might be listening to somebody else on that one, but that damn sure is not myself and John Lopez. We know that B.O.B. Needs to take that next step. Ben Roethlisberger out for the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this is another break for the Texans as we're continuing to talk about the luck, because let's be honest, if you don't win the division, you're usually competing for the teams like the Pittsburghs, the Chargers, who they're going to see this week, four playoff spots. And I don't know what Mason Rudolph is. I watched most of his career at Oklahoma State. He's not Big Ben. I don't think I'm. Let's get some breaking news
breaking
here, real
news
quick.
There.
Yeah, I got some breaking news here at In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Mason Rudolph, formerly of Oklahoma State, not Big Ben Roethlisberger.
You know, the funny thing on that is they made a big trade, man, getting Minkah Fitzpatrick
for a first rounder.
First round pick.
First rounder.
It's the Dolphins. Would you rather be a Dolphins fan today or a Steelers fan?
Dolphins. You got 3 first round picks. Then you got a first round pick and an extra second from the Texans
next
year.
2 first round picks.
This is way better.
3 first round picks this year, 2 first round picks next year.
You know the worst thing you can be in sports, especially in the NFL?
Now you're going to take your lumps.
Yeah, on the mediocre treadmill, yeah, though. But sometimes you take your lumps. Like when you're 7-9 or when you're 6-10, you're still taking your lumps and you don't have that draft equity. If you're a Dolphins fan right now, rather than rolling out Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen, Laremy Tunsil, and all these guys, Kenny Stills, and maybe winning 6 games, now you're probably going to go 0-16, 1-15, and you got 3 first-round picks. You're in a good spot if you make
the
right picks.
The thing about having 3 first-round picks, and let's say the Texans finish in the middle of the pack, somewhere about 17 or 18, that draft pick, you know, the draft pick you sent to Miami is somewhere around 17 or 18. The Steelers is going to be in the top 10, maybe the top 6 or 8, and you're going to have a number 1 overall pick. You could have 3 top 16 to 18 picks if you're the Miami Dolphins. In today's NFL, you can draft your big three. Remember not long ago I said it's the days of having a true big three in the NFL are just about over because of the salaries that you have to pay these guys. Look at the salaries coming up for Saquon and all these quarterbacks and receivers. And it's so hard to have a true big three like the old Aikman, you know, Emmett and Irvin thing. But if you could draft, I mean – you could draft a quarterback, number 1 overall, a running back at number 6 overall, and a wide receiver at number 17 overall that are going to be there for 10 years.
You know
years.
What's crazy about this is the quarterback position's not stacked, but it's top heavy. So if you do have that number 1 overall pick, whether it's 2 or whether it's ever, you can get it. Mm-hmm. This is the deepest running back class they've had in a long time. And the wide receivers
Judy.
Are stacked too. Yes. It's
how about Judy from Alabama? He's going to be a top 5 pick.
And they have it's completely stacked. So at those 3 positions, that was definitely something nobody's talking
about. Have you
watched
him this year?
Looking at, I've watched him and he kind of scares the hell out of me.
God, that guy is crazy.
Yeah, what do you expect? Let's go to Mickey. Mickey, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I'm headed back from Austin in the rain, but just a couple comments. I really agree what y'all were saying about BOB's time management at the end of the first half, which leads me to my other comment. We as fans are tired of hearing his condescending attitude toward the reporters. As I see it, Bill O'Brien should be nice because we're the ones filling the stands paying his salary, but anyway, I love hearing the show, but I still think it goes back to what I've said. Bill O'Brien is over his head. He couldn't manage stressful situations before. Now he's got too much power, and I hope they beat the Chargers, but I wouldn't put any money on it, and I'll hang up and listen, and you guys have a good day. And be sure, I know you'll probably do it tomorrow, but you haven't talked about Kansas beat Boston College at Boston College this past Saturday.
Wow, that was the first road win against a Power 5 team in a long time, Mickey. I'll give him a shout-out. Shout-out to Les Miles.
How about Kansas and Kansas back. State winning on the same weekend against Power 5 teams?
Yeah, well, Mississippi State tried to lose that one. You see that guy fall?
Huh?
You see that guy get helicoptered?
Oh, my gosh. That made Sage Rosenfels blush.
He sold out, dude. Yeah. Spun like a helicopter. He's from North Carolina, too, so kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. I know you don't get that joke. It's early 2000s.
It's
an early 2000s thing. So
you said all that just to get that punchline in.
Damn right I did. Shout out to Petey Pablo back in the day. So just to go through the luck that the Texans have. Andrew Luck retires. Nick Foles gets hurt. The Chargers have 6 to 8 starters out this Sunday. Cam Newton hurt. He might not be ready 4. No Tyreek Hill against the Kansas City Chiefs. And Ben Roethlisberger is done for the season. He says he's going to come back, but he is absolutely done for the season. Absolutely, perfectly laid out for the Texans to go out there and make a run, right?
Yeah, and even if they're not playing like the Steelers, you know, you're benefiting because it's a conference team, you know, that's taking it on the chin, so to speak.
And did you watch that Monday Night Football game yesterday? If you didn't, you're a better man than me.
You know I did.
I did, too, and my gosh, that was probably one of the worst Monday Night Football games I've watched
in a long
time.
Well, except it had moments, man.
It had Odell.
It had Odell down the sideline.
Jets lost another quarterback, though. Trevor Siemian out for the season.
Odell going 89 yards, by the way. Yeah, he's going to have surgery. It was ligament damage. Looked like he broke it on the replay. It kind of was one of those cringeworthy replays that you only wanted to see once. But it was ligament damage. So, I mean, a lot of people fairly, I'm not going to say it's unfair, saying, oh, yeah, the Browns won, but the Jets didn't have the Darnold, and they're a 4-12 team last year. Look, man, if we're to that point with the Browns diminishing one of their wins, then there has been progress. You know what I mean? If people
true.
Are, if people are saying,
if your style point in Browns games,
yeah, if
you've
your
come
style
a long
point,
way.
Exactly
you have
right.
come a long way.
What was one? They would have thrown a parade for that, right, Figgy?
Yeah,
and now
they
we're
did
like,
last year.
Well, actually,
guys, 2 years ago, right?
No, last year.
Oh, yeah, when they ended the streak. Yeah, yeah,
against the Jets.
Well, actually, guy, is actually, you know, one of those things that the Browns want to have.
I want to localize it because I always look at it, you know, because we are in Houston. We're lucky to speak to the city of Houston. Shout out to all the loopholes. The two biggest things that, because, you know, I always put my shades on and I'm watching it, trying to localize Monday Night Football games. There's two big takeaways that I have when I watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Myles Garrett is everything that they hoped Jadeveon Clowney would be when they selected him number one overall.
Oh, my God.
He is everything that whoever selected, I think it was Rick Smith. When Rick Smith selected Jadeveon Clowney, he was hoping he would be Myles Garrett. Number two, Baker Mayfield's not in the same category as Deshaun Watson. Like, I know there was talk about it this offseason and stuff, and I'm not taking anything away from Baker, and I'm not saying he can't get better, but as we sit right now, Baker Mayfield ain't Deshaun Watson.
I agree with you, but let's remember it's a new offense, first year running this offense. So, but I think even if he was in his second year running it, I would agree with you. But I think my takeaway from last night
is... I thought Freddie was calling the plays last year,
I thought they changed the offense, didn't they, this year?
They might have made some tweaks, but Freddie was calling it last year.
He was calling, when he became the OC.
Same offense. Yeah, okay. Now what? Now what?
No, I'm just saying I thought they had changed it. But regardless of that, no, I agree with you. I agree with you that, but, man, Myles Garrett, my goodness.
Yeah, he had two rough in the passer. He might get fined. He might get fined. You can't be throwing your whole body weight on guys like that, Myles Garrett, but he had three sacks.
He absolutely did it on purpose, too.
He had three sacks. Mm-hmm. You know, in three games against the Jets, he has 9 sacks.
Really?
Yeah, he likes the Jets.
He's leading the league in sacks.
He likes to face the Jets. Yeah, what's he at right now?
5.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
For 2 weeks?
And 5 tackles for losses.
So can you give me on pace? He's on pace for 40 sacks.
And he's leading the league in tackles for losses,
would that
too.
Be a record?
I think 40 sacks would be a record. I think that would be a record.
40 sacks, okay.
Yeah.
And he won't need Brett Favre to lay down for him like Brett Favre did against Michael Strahan. Man,
Whitney
Mercilus
is 4th in sacks.
I got to tell you, dude.
What's that?
This is I'm serious, man. I'm not being as, like, vocal about it. It's hard for me to watch that Monday Night Football broadcast now, man. I have to have something else going on. Like, I have to, like, I whipped out my laptop the other yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was, like,
listen to the radio
videos
broadcast
and stuff. Man, it's hard to sync up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I know during Texans games it's perfectly synced up, but, man, it is hard for me to watch that broadcast, John.
I don't.
It's hard, dude.
I don't dislike Booger.
I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
I like Tessitore.
I love him, but man.
I don't dislike Booger. I think he's, what do the kids say, basic? I think he's just basic.
I think it's a different definition for
the
kids, though.
I know. Isn't it? But I think he's just like,
dude,
all right.
Dude, he's a college guy.
Yeah.
Like there's a different.
He's a college studio guy.
Yeah. He's a college. I think he could be. I think he could be good
he's
at college.
He's a studio guy.
It's like gimmicky. It's like, oh, and you look at the momentum. He's a big momentum guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that matters in college. It's just not really an NFL thing. I just think he's more of a college guy to me. It just, I don't know, John. I just can't.
I get it.
I miss Jason Witten.
You miss Jason Witten.
I miss Jason Witten.
I wouldn't
Witten.
Go that far.
I miss Jason Witten. How did you like it, Figgy? How do you like watching that broadcast? Because they're on Sunday Night Football again. The Browns are going to be on Sunday night against the Rams, right?
Yep.
That's a good broadcast.
Yeah.
How did you feel watching it yesterday?
I was cringing a little bit. It was a little irritating. He was pointing out the obvious.
Yeah, that's what he
see
does.
That my wife can notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just very straightforward.
Yeah, no thank you. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. Let's go around the NFL coming up next, and we're going to talk about the quarterback on the opposing side of things on Sunday. Philip Rivers, likable or hateable? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.